Blog Talk Radio.
Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is none like him. What a marvelous, awesome, phenomenal God we serve. Hallelujah. We got to put our trust and our dependency on him. He is our healer, our deliverer, our way maker. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Salvation, healing, and deliverance come from Almighty God. Oh, thank God for his loving kindness, mercy, and grace. There is none like him. We bless you, Jesus, for another new day that you added unto our lives. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Our scripture reading tonight will be coming from... Can you hear me, Mother Alexander? Mother Alexander, can you hear me?
I hear you now.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Praise the Lord. Our scripture reading will be coming from Acts, the first chapter. Glory to God. Starting at the, fourth verse. And being assembled together with them, command them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, has come upon you, and ye shall be witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in the Samaria and into the othermost parts of the earth. Thank God for the power of the Holy Spirit. It's imperative that we have him. He teaches, he leads, he's guide, he comforts. Thank God, glory to God, for the Father sending the Holy Spirit back after Jesus left the scene. Praise the Lord to be at the Father on the right hand, making intercessions on our behalf. He's our advocate, and we thank God as we learn to yield and let the Holy Spirit direct us and protect us and cover us under the blood, because he will lead us in the direction of a straight path, that narrow way. And God, he will make us aware of the things that are going on around us. We thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for his word. Thank God for the promises Thank God, glory to God, for his love, most of all, that agape and the power of forgiveness. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord God, to forgive us for every offense, every transgression, every deep thought that's not lining up with your word. Even our imagination when it try to run away with us. Help us, glory to God, anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, that you gave us the power to bring it down in captivity. Glory to God, into obedience to your word. Help us to be yielded vessels that will hear and obey your word. In the name of Jesus. So, glory to God, we're to be witnesses wherever we are, wherever the land is, wherever, glory to God, you send us, in the name of Jesus, in our home, in the neighborhood, glory in the community, in the state, glory to God, in the nation, glory to God, and to the othermost parts of the world, and even some of those different nations will be right here in our nation. However, God bless, help us to be available for service in the name of Jesus. To God be the glory. What a mighty God we serve. Awesome is he. I thank you, Lord God, for the power that you've given us to rebuke and bind and loose the enemy from his assignment. All these demonic forces that are taking over people's minds and causing all these horrific and horrible crimes and, glory to God, the things that are doing and murder and the things that people are doing is stealing and robbing, glory to God, and all of these ones out there just sitting back as I was talking to Mother Pastor Swift, Sims, glory to God, our people just sitting back at their computer with a with a pizza or a ham sandwich or a turkey sandwich or whatever they eat, sitting up, glory to God, finding a way to steal people's, glory to God, identity, steal people's money and all the scams that's going on, all the lies and everything, glory to God, the enemy is doing at this hour, this deceiver, the ones that the enemy is coming up against our bodies, all for sickness and disease, but we got to cast every care, concern back to the Lord. We know, glory to God, that we have a real devil to contend with, but he's no greater than our Lord, and our Lord has already said in his word that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He have a plan for us, and that plan is to prosper us and to keep us in good health and to encourage us, glory to God, to use us for his glory, to give us a future, to prosper us and help us more to want to be prosperous in the things of God and his word and his promises and seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything else will be added. Thank God for the paraclete, the Holy Spirit. He will teach, lead, and guide. Oh, glory to God, he will comfort. God, we got to be in a position and a place that we yield to him. In the name of Jesus, that enemy came to steal our joy, our peace, our family, glory to God, friends, glory to God, ministries, whatever, cars, lands, whatever. What he want to do is most of all steal our faith, because he knows, glory to God, even if it's all of this stuff, glory to God, hallelujah, to be lifted up or glory to God, or cast away or burnt up or whatever, he know, glory to God, God is a restorer. But if he can steal our faith, ah, glory to God, hallelujah, then we have nothing else to look to, because we'll lose out on, glory to God, standing on God's word, because we done lost faith, hallelujah, in him, and no trust, so we can rest. But the devil is a liar. God help us to fight the good fight of faith. Pray one for another, and glory to God, stand on the promises of the Lord together, putting the enemy to flight. One can chase 1,000, two can 10,000 to flight. Any two stand, touch and agree on how you'll be moving in the midst. We bind up that demonic force that come to steal our life and our health. The blood of Jesus, we speak and decree and declare what your word says, not what the enemy is saying, in the name of Jesus. He's a liar and the father of lies. Yeah, glory to God, he attacked. Yeah, we can feel the glory to God, the residue of what he's doing. But God, you can turn it around that you may get glory and honor. You didn't tell us that he would not come in. Oh, you said the enemy comes in like a flood, but you'll raise up a stand against. You said many of the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. You said, glory to God, that glory to God, there will be trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer. We've overcome the world in the name of Jesus. You let us know that there will be pressure, glory to God, to try to bring depression, oppression, try to rob us of our peace and our joy. You said the peace that you give is not as the world give you unto us. And you said you'll give us that peace that pass all understanding when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on thee. You told us in the name of Jesus that the effective fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. You even said, glory to God, confess our faults one to another that you may heal, and the effective fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. You told us in your word to look unto you, the author and the finish of our faith. Look unto the hills which come to our help, that go around our help. Come, be like that tree planted by the rivers of water, that we shall not be moved. You told us if we desire, glory to God, you more, and delight in you, glory to God, you'll give us the desires of our heart. God, if it's after you, glory, making our will your will, in the name of Jesus, coming subject to your will. You said if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. God, help us to do as you called us to do. Oh, if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can act what we will, and it shall be done. You said, fear thou not, Isaiah 41:10. Oh, glory to God. Fear thou not, for I'm with thee. Be not dismayed, for I'm thy God. Yea, I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You told us in your word that that thief, glory to God, he's like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, roaming around. Hallelujah. Be alert. Be vigilant. Oh, God, we got to be planted like never before. We got to speak and decree those things that are not as though they were. Speak what your word said. You said in Mark 11, when we pray, believe that we receive. You said further down, if we have any ought against anybody, glory to God, in order for our Father to forgive us, we got to forgive. In the name of Jesus, you teaching us more how to walk in the agape, how to walk in forgiveness, and the power that you've given us. Help us to know who we are in you. Help us to recognize the power and authority that you've given us so we won't get antsy and we won't get all caught up. We won't get caught up in high-minded and prideness. We won't, glory to God, try to steal, glory to God, and covet other people's gifts and things. Joe trying to freeze drive the microwave somebody else's anointing. Oh, God, help us like never before to know you're not looking for no part-time lovers. I made up mind to choose who you're going to serve this day. Oh, God, we need you like never before. There are going to be times where the enemy going to knock us down. There are going to be times when, glory to God, storms come. But in the midst of it, oh, God, you told us, glory, to keep our eyes to look up to you, the author and the finisher, to have the faith in you in the name of Jesus, to pray one for another, glory to God. We're to be able to help one another through the trying time and the testing time. But most of all, we got to keep you first, seeking you first, seeking you first, seeking you first. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, for the power of the anointing and the vessels that you have blessed us of the anointing for us, glory to God, to use the tools that you and the weapons you've given us that are not carnal but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. So we come against, glory to God, the forces of the evil one that will try to make it seem like, glory to God, this is the end, or it's so much overwhelming, all the thoughts that will come contrary to what your word is saying. God, help us, glory to God, to join together. Hallelujah, to encourage one another, to build each other up, glory to God. And to know, glory to God, it's once for man to die, but it's not, glory, our time, and the enemy will try to come and bring untimely death and sickness and disease, but we bind him and loose him from his assignment in the name of Jesus. Everything the world go through don't mean that we have to go through it. Some things we're not going to be exempt from, but we got to start to take on everything, hallelujah, that's going on around us. God, I pray for ourselves and to glory to God and to be a witness and be a brighter light, God, for this flesh to die and more, and you to be crucified and you to be glorified. We pray for our loved ones. We pray for our children, God, all around the globe, especially in the household of faith, praying one for another. But God, there's so many that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, praying for more laborers in the vineyard, and that we will be faithful while we're in the vineyard doing whatever God called us to be on this journey in the name of Jesus. God, we speak life. We speak, Lord, our deliverance, taking out a heart of stone, putting in a heart of flesh. Open up the ears that they may hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. God, we are praying that that word will come forth and penetrate the hearts and minds of people, that they'll recognize, glory to God, they can live. They can have a life. They don't have to walk around blinded and stumbling and go that blundering through life and taking other people's lives and taking authority over others and manipulating them and scheming and plotting and planning to try to get whatever they can out of people. The blood of Jesus. So sad that it'll come up in the house of faith. In the name of Jesus, I pray conviction there like never before. We can only pray for the minds of the other ones that the devil had brainwashed out there in the world, but all in the household of faith, God, we are praying for the backslider. We are praying for those that are on their way to slide backwards. In the name of Jesus, that it come to a point that nevertheless, pray, glory to God. Pray and obey. You can't just pray. God, we got to obey what you're saying. Oh, God, you said, glory to God, obedience is better than sacrifice. If you love me, you will do what I called you to do. Oh, we may make mistakes, but we got an advocate, Jesus Christ. We need to run to the rock that's hard enough and, glory to God, ask for forgiveness. Oh, my people, my people, my people. Oh, God, and we call ourselves his people, but what are we doing, glory to God, to represent Christ? How much are we being an ambassador? How much are we being a priest? We need you like never before, God, and so many, hallelujah, are falling away, and so many, glory to God, are perpetrating the fraud. But God, there are some that stand it. God, we pray for those, glory to God, that finding themselves, glory, caught up in this world system. You told us, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. This goes to be our reasonable service to give ourselves to you. God, I pray like never before in an awakening to the sleeping giant so we can get on our post and put the enemy to flight. In the name of Jesus, too many people going through too many attacks. attacks, attacks on their bodies, attacks on their minds, attacks in their marriages and their families, attacks, glory, against their children, attacks, glory to God, in their ministries, attacks, glory, on the job, attacks in the neighborhood, attacks, glory to God, financial, in the name of Jesus. Oh, where's the power, the prayer of the saints in the name of Jesus? They're standing and rebuking and binding and loosing the hand of the enemy. Oh, we can't go over and glory to God his territory with no power. Hallelujah. We can't, glory to God, be perpetrating, doing a little bit of things over there in his territory and still trying to come up over here with holy hands in God's territory. Oh, we got to choose who we're going to serve. And we may make mistakes sometimes, but when we repent and get it back right, as far as east is from the west, God will forgive and forget. God help us to forgive and forget, glory to God, the ones that have harmed us and hurt us, and glory to God, and walk, glory to God, in the love of the agape that God say. Only way we remember is just because it's going to be a testimony. It's not going to be remembered with pain. Oh, glory to God, and anger to the end. Oh, glory to God, want to retaliate. It's going to be remembered, glory to God, because God said, go back, and it's a testimony of what the power of God has done, glory to God, because we yield to him, and we walk in forgiveness, and we allow him to deliver us in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, glory to God, help us to keep looking forward, not looking in the rearview mirror, because we're going to crash and burn if we stay back there. Lord, I pray like never before, in Jesus' name, to be in a place, glory to God, that we can cancel the assignment of the spirit of, glory to God, of suicide, and the spirit, glory to God, of judgmental and prejudiceness, and the spirit, glory to God, that would murder, and all this spirit that would come in, glory to God, with all these guns, glory to God, and just running rapid, and people's lives don't mean nothing, running blood in the street like water, the blood of Jesus. Not so. This is not where God, hallelujah, ordained for his people, glory to God, to live. We're to be an example in the light. We come against that fear demon with all this shooting and murdering and all the evil things that we're hearing, glory to God, that's going on in the land, that's causing some to retaliate, glory to God, some to draw back in the body of Christ, some, glory to God, to get, glory to God, to a place they're walking in fear, walking in torment, and speaking what the devil wants them to speak. Well, it don't take a well, we ought to not. Well is mighty deep. We only, glory to God, supposed to be standing on what God's word says, on his promise, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need you. Ah, you put divine connection, glory to God, together, not only just for this name, for this ministry, but divinely connect us with people for to be a light and be an example and to make a difference. Ah, but the enemy wants us so caught up in what we're going through, what's happening with us and our children and me and I and us four and no more, our church and this, that, and the other, that we are missing out on the plan that God has for us. God, we are praying against heart attacks and stroke from worrying and glory to God, getting caught up, glory to God, with depression and all the things that are going on, and I can't take it. It's too much. Oh, God, we weren't supposed to take it. We were supposed to give it to the Lord. Those things are going to go on from the beginning of time. God already knew it was going to happen. We got to be to a point we condition ourselves more and more. Oh, and I'm not saying that we're not going to get a little fearful and fretful every once in a while. That's why he said, cast the cares. Oh, come to him, all ye that are labored. Oh, God, and find our rest in him. Lord, we need you like never before. Help us to speak life into one another, encouragement to one another, healing and deliverance to one another. Know who we are, binding up the spirit of the enemy that would have us, glory to God, perpetrating. Oh, we got a good word when we preach and when we teach it, when we minister, when we prophesy. Oh, glory to God. Oh, but when we get alone by ourselves or get with the wrong type of people that's speaking contrary to what God said, then where is the power? Where is the anointing? Oh, help us, God, like never before. Let us be real and genuine in everything that we do. Lord, we need you like never before. Oh, many of us are going through various trials, but being on our post make all the difference, because God's blessing those that will stand and seek out his face and do what he called us to do, and he's going to take care of that that's going on in our house, that's going on in our bodies, that's going on in our lives, God, and our families and ministries and whatever. God, we need you like never before. Open up our eyes even the more, and our ears, that we can hear and see as we grow in grace, things that we didn't recognize 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 years ago. As we grow in grace, we know better now. So they, are we doing things better, or we're coming to another level of anointing to do it a greater depth of glory to God. God, hallelujah, the things that you called us to do on this journey, in the name of Jesus. Help us, glory to God, to seek more of you. God, we bind up heart attacks and strokes, come against diabetes, come against cancer, come against the spirit, glory to God, of of sickness and disease, things over to God that are coming up with arthritis and those things that are trying to come up with brain tumors and all kind of other things over to God that's going on there, hallelujah, that's coming up with sugar diabetes, glory to God, kidney failure, so we bind it up and loose the hands of enemy from that. We come against depression, oppression, Alzheimer's, glory to God, dementia. We come against, glory to God, the spirit of the enemy with all of these attacks on the mind in the name of Jesus. From glory to God, people causing other people to be depressed from bullying and glory to God and the suicide demon. We bind you up, cast you out, and send you back to the dry places from which you come. We come against rebellion and stubbornness and disobedience to the things of God and even to the laws of the land in the name of Jesus. Even that as a believer, glory to God, we want to be so anointed and let God bless and use it, but we get out there and break the law. Running 65, glory to God, in 35. Running 100 and glory to God, hallelujah, on the highway when it's only said 70. Oh, but still yet, glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. All time I go time, so don't come outside and see me next door. The devil is a liar. Someone wrote botan and whatever else, twisted words, glory to God. Musafa. Whatever, we got to get to a place, we got to be genuine in all that we do in the name of Jesus. Oh, there's no time to be playing because God is nobody to play with. He's merciful, hallelujah, but he's a just God and he's a God of correction. Ah, glory to God, and he does correct those that he loves. But there is sometimes chastisement got to come and it's not always the way we think it is. God, we pray, glory to God, because the devil already got a hit out on us. It's time now to make sure we're not living, glory to God, in between, glory to God, living for the Lord and trying to live for the devil as well because of our flesh and emotions. God, it's time now. We got to get on the post, recognize, glory to God, the tricks and the snares and the plots and the plans and the lies and the deception of the enemy. But we got to make sure you're not lying. You're not full of deception because of what you want, what you're trying to accomplish. God, we pray for a lot of our leaders, God, that are standing, bless them, strengthen them, encourage them. But we pray for many of them, glory to God, is caught up in greed, caught up, glory to God, in sex and Alexis and everything else and building big emphasis, stepping on people, don't care. We plead the blood of Jesus. Awaken, God, those that walked so closely with you and now other things have gotten their attention. We plead the blood of Jesus. One-on-one with them, God. Deal with them, God, and deal with us if we're missing you too as well. In the name of Jesus, we come against the judgmental spirits. Oh, we got to judge according to what the word says. Oh, you said here, we'll know those glory to God. Those glory to God that are of you by the love they have one for another. That's how the world gonna know, and we're gonna know that tree by the fruit it bear. God, what kind of fruit are we bearing? I pray it's not fruit cocktail, because it's not of God. That means you're trying to live a double life. God, help us like never before. It's not gonna work. Hot or cold, lukewarm, you're going to spew us out. We need you at this time, God, like never before. But help us to thank you for your mercy and your grace and humble ourselves and let you cleanse us up so we can be able to walk clean and we can be able to receive all the blessings that you have for us. We pray for these women of God on this line. Pray for the man of God, too. We pray for him. We pray, glory to God, for the preachers, the apostles, the fivefold ministry. We pray for the lay people that's being raised up. Pray for the intercessors. Pray, glory to God, all around the globe, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Israel. We pray, glory, for this United States. Our return back into God, we trust. So many idol gods are here, God. We are praying for an awakening. Pray for our president, vice president. Pray for Congress, glory, that House of Representatives. All the confusion and chaos and this same old thing over and over and over, trumpeting and trumpeting and trumpeting. It's time now to let God have this way. We are praying, glory to God, hallelujah, and bind Satan up in all his little cords. Every lie, set up, trap, plot, plan, and scheme he has, glory to God, and tripping people up, glory to God, with all these many gods, and in all these, glory to God, other things that he's bringing in to trip people over this homosexual demon. We plead the blood of Jesus. We're to love and walk in agape. But we're not, glory to God, to play with the devil and condone what he's doing. You said, be not a partaker of another man's sin. We cannot, glory to God, mix what God say, holy with unholy and righteous with unrighteous. Darkness with, glory to God, light. No. Hallelujah. How you gonna come in the house of God knowing, glory to God, you're turning your tail to each other and coming up in the hand, glory to God, standing up, glory to God, talking about how much you love the Lord and still perpetrating and doing things contrary to the will of the Lord. God, we pray, Lord, against all the lies and deception and the brainwashing the enemy is doing. God, we got to make sure we don't get brainwashed. If we're not standing firm and standing up for Jesus, standing on his word and finding out what his word says and let it work it out in us, we will find ourselves like a ship out there, glory to God, Hallelujah. Without us saying, Lord, we love you today. We appreciate you. Always going to be so much to pray for. We ask you, Lord, to help us to be genuine. Help us to walk in peace, walk in faith, walk in obedience, walk over to God with truth. And when things are not right, stand up firmly to be able to say, not to badger or beat anybody down, but not to succumb and appeasing them, glory to God, because you, my friend, and you got a title, and you wrong is wrong, right is right. But God's going to, glory to God, deal with us, glory to God, and he's going to bring it out to open chain, glory to God, when we are not walking as you say. Thank God for mercy and grace, giving us another opportunity to live for him. God, we pray blood covering over our families and our loved ones, our church family, and for, glory to God, the work that you've given us to do, rebuking Satan and all his little cohorts, every set up, trap, plot, plan, and scheme he's doing right now to come against these prayers, come against our bodies, our families, ministries, or whatever it is, even our possessions. We rebuke you and loose you from your assignment. We pray, glory to God, for financial blessings, so not only just for ourselves, for ministry, and also for to help those that are less fortunate, but help us to have wisdom. Glory to how to give, what to embrace, what not to embrace. We need you like never before. God, we pray for divine healing. God, so many on the phone, if you hear, glory to God, so many things going on in families and people and neighbors and friends, glory to God, and even in the nation, even with our own selves. We thank you for healing our bodies, delivering us, and delivering, glory to God, the hand of the enemy from, glory to God, offer our family and loved ones and children and whatever like this, even offer our finances, because some, glory to God, got financial crisis, God, and some that we know that's going through depression, others, glory to God, are going through some things, glory to God, of hardship in many other ways, and for those, glory to God, that have been hit with these storms, God, in life, glory to God, the physical storm as well as the spiritual, touch and heal and deliver and restore. We love you today, God. We appreciate you. Thank you for the prayers, even for myself, and continued prayers, glory to God. We thank you for divine healing, believing you for the report as all that prayed. That, glory to God, this CAT scan and anything else, God's blessed in my body and any other, glory to God, ones that we believe in for, as Mother Alexander, our Mother McCormick, we thank you for coming through hers with the stretching of her neck and glory to God and the throat and whatever. Thank you for the ones with her eyes. And thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in Pastor Sims' family's lives and so forth, and Mother and all the rest of you all and whatever. Mother, we'll let pray, glory after Sister Brent, Pastor Burton, Pastor Bird, all of you all, glory to God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, even names that may not have been called, because it's time now to turn it over to someone else, because we can always have more to pray about. But, God, we are praying, glory to God, that you will bless us and keep us. In Jesus' name, Satan, we serve notice on you. You got to go. We bind you and loose you from your assignment in the name of Jesus. We speak life, health, and wholeness, and God, help us to know our identity, walk in the power and authority that you've given us. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. At this time, we're going to have Mother Sims, glory to Pastor Sims, and then Mother McCormick. Not Mother McCormick, I mean Mother L.A. Praise the Lord. Mother Alexander, looking right at the number. Mother Alexander, praise the Lord. Then we'll have, glory to God, Pastor Bird, and then Mother Willette, and then Mother McCormick. Praise God. Amen. We're going to start, glory to God, with and if I find out Minister Johnny Meehan, we will have her too as well. After the right now, we'll start with Pastor Sam.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we do come this afternoon, this evening, Father. We want to lift you up, Father. No matter what's going on in this world, you told us if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. And we need some lifting up today, Lord God. We need some lifting up where men and women, boys and girls will see and recognize that you are God and your word never changes. You're never changing, Father. And we appreciate every good and perfect gift. We come right now asking you, Father God, that you would help us to see ourselves. If there's anything in us, Lord God, that's hindering us from moving from glory to glory to glory, Father, we ask that you show it to us and help us to cast it away from us. We thank you, Lord, for this ministry of praying, coming online and praying and giving each other a hand up to do better. Father, we know what you said. You said that in your word, you said you would know there. We belong to you by our love, and that's what love does. Love helps us to help one another. And we thank you. We just give you praise and we give you honor. We give you glory for all of the people that's on this line, those that have been on this line, those that will come on this line, the ones that are here now, Father. We ask for your mercy and your grace just to fall fresh on them, Lord God. Help them, give us all a new determination to listen to what this word says and to do what this word says. Father, there's so many things that we just won't be able to go over all of us. If we pray all night, we'll still miss something. But we ask you, Lord God, to strengthen us where we're weak and build us up, Father, where we're torn down, Lord. Let us be that light shining in darkness. Hallelujah. Let us, Father, hold up this bloodstained banner. And as the eagle does, he flies above the storm. Help us, Lord, to go above the storm. And we look down on it, but we look down with the power of the Holy Ghost and your word. Father, we ask that you bless mankind everywhere, as far as humanity tries to soar. Bless, Lord, and not curse. Father, we thank you. We love you. We give you honor. We give you glory. We pray for the political arena of this world. Father, we ask you, Father God, to give us solutions of what to do, how to do it. And we know that you don't have to be a Christian to follow the word, because God will make you follow it if he wants you to follow it. You don't have to be a Christian to follow all the baptized believers in you. You say, if we come together and pray, then you would hear us. And you would heal our land. And we're asking for that, Lord God, that you heal our land. Give us grace and give us wisdom. Give us discernment. Oh, hallelujah. Father, give us that power to do what your word says, that we won't fight against your word, Father, that your word will be the lifter of our head. And we thank you, Lord, that you love us. You told us that you love us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And you are love. You made them love. Help us to show love like that, that unconditional love, Lord God, that we will win men and women, boys and girls, back to you, those that are strayed away. And in this season, Lord, some of them say it's just too many things going on. Just God couldn't be into this. But he said in the scriptures, he can come in all kind of different ways. He'll come in ways that you think not. He wasn't in the hurricane. He wasn't in the fire. But he was in a still, hallelujah, small voice. I am here. He promised never to leave us nor forsake us. He's with us wherever we go. And we give him praise, we give him honor, we give him glory, we give him high praise, because he's an awesome and a mighty God. And if you but lean into him, you can have as much of him as you want, but you have to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added. And Father, I thank you. We love you, Lord God. We ask you to keep lifting us higher and higher and to send all of these dreaded diseases and all of these ungodly actions, all this murder and racism and every kind of thing that's not like you, Father. We know that you're going to send it back. We thank you. We love you. We give you praise and we give you honor. Thank you, Lord, for Pastor DJ always being on her post. No matter what it is and how it is, she's on her post, and that's to lift up your name. We thank you, we praise you, we give you honor, and we ask all of these blessings in the strong, powerful, awesome, mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord, in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God. For you are the God that heal and you are the God that deliver. Father, you said in your word, nothing is too hard for you to do. So, Lord, we're standing on those promises. We claim victory in every year of our life, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. According to your word, Lord God, in Psalms 119, verse 89 and 90, you said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generation. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. So, Lord, you gave us everything we need, Lord. So, Lord, we're thanking you today, Lord God. Thanking you for the shelter over our head, Lord God. Thank you for the food on our table, Lord God. Thank you for keeping a shield around us, Lord. Because, Lord, you're the only one that keeps us, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we just give you glory and praise today, Lord God, for being the Lord of our life, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray for my grandsons and grandsons of my sisters and brothers. Oh, Lord, you see it all, Heavenly Father. Help them to stand strong and to keep on claiming victory in Christ, that this world is not all about, Lord God, but put their trust and faith in you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, help these young people to stand faithful, Lord, as we stand interceding, grandmothers all over, Lord, mothers all over, Lord, stand interceding for our grands and our great-grands and our sons and daughters. Help them to stand, Lord God. Help them to cry out to you, Heavenly Father. There's so much going on in this world today, but, Lord, you see it all. Because your eyes is all over, Lord. Nothing is hidden from you, Heavenly Father. Lord, thank you for mercy and grace in each and every one of our life, Lord God. Thank you for taking away sickness and disease from the midst of us, Lord God. Because we know your promise is said, Lord, if we pray. So, Lord, we know that prayer is the key, Lord. Prayer is the key. And, Lord, we're binding up the works of the enemy that come against the body right now in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. For, Lord God, your promises tell us, above all, Lord, you want us to be in good health and prosperous. Lord God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for how you wake us up in a sound mind in the morning. Because if you didn't wake us up, Lord, we wouldn't be up. And Lord, we just thanking you for all the things that you have done in our life, Lord. Oh, you watch over our sons and daughters, Lord God. Oh, you keep them, Lord God. Because if you didn't keep them, Lord, there wouldn't be nothing. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping them, Lord. For giving them favor every day, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping a shield around them in the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Because, Lord, you are the only way for us, Lord. You are all that we need, Lord. Help us that we continue to stand faithful, knowing that no matter what goes on in this earth, Lord God, you see it all, Lord God. And your promise to tell us, cry out to you. Call on your name. You'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so good to us, Lord God. Thank you for making a way out of no way, Lord God, because nothing can happen if you don't allow it, Father. But we know you tell us, Lord, if we pray, if we pray. And, Father God, I thank you for grace and mercy in each and every one of our life, Lord God, because not been for you, Heavenly Father, where would we be today? Lord, I thank you for mercy. I thank you that you gave us the authority and the dominion to pray for one another, Lord, knowing that prayer is the key in the name of Jesus. We bind the works of the enemy that come against our body. We bind it up. It has no dominion in our body. We bind up aches, pain, sickness, disease. It shall not operate in our body. Because, Lord, you tell us whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. And Lord, we bind up these false spirits that come attack the body. It has no dominion. It got loose in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for giving us the power and the dominion to bind these false spirits up. Help us, Lord, to continue to walk in the authority and the dominion that you gave us, Lord God, because your word never changed, Lord. If you said we are overcomers, we are overcomers. Help us to continue to stand strong in the mighty name of Jesus, knowing that you are the God that created all things, Lord God, and nothing is too hard for you to do. And Lord, we thank you today, Lord God. Thank you for mercy and grace in our life, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the Lord of our life, Lord God, for opening doors for us, Heavenly Father. We pray for the head of the prayer line, Lord God, that you continue to keep her, Lord. Continue to keep her edge around her, Lord. We bind up anything that is not of you that come against her body. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. As we stand in agreement that no weapon from against her shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Glory to your name, Father God, because you gave us authority and dominion here on earth to bind the weapons of the enemy, Lord God. And Lord, we believe that you are the only way, Lord God. And so, Lord, we thank you this morning. We thank you for being so good to us, Lord God. Continue to keep each and every one of us standing strong on the promises, Lord. Continue to let us stand boldly and proclaim the victory that is ours, Lord God. Help us to continue to walk in that victory, Lord God, because you said it, we believe it. No weapon, no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. The enemy should not have that authority in the name of Jesus over a child of God. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for healing and deliverance, Lord God. We thank you for all you watch over our sons and daughters, Lord God, because only you make it possible, Heavenly Father. Wherever they are, Lord God, we know there's a hedge around them in the name of Jesus. For Lord, your promises is what we're standing on. We believe in your word, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless each and every one of my brother and my sister on the prayer line, Lord God. For that they continue to stand faithful because the enemy have no authority over them. Well, Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your grace today, Lord God. Thank you for keeping at the head of the prayer line strong in the name of Jesus. That regardless what goes on, standing faithful in the name of Jesus. These things we ask of you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need, and I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary.
Hallelujah,
that Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that caught my falling soul. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need.
Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, 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 hey. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You look beyond my thoughts, dear God. Hallelujah. And you saw my needs, Father God. You saw me in a pitiful condition, dear God. And you could not leave me there. Oh, God, I thank you for grace. I thank you for mercy. I thank you for your love towards your people, dear God. I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you for loving us so much, God, in spite of us, in spite of who we are, in spite of what we've done, God. I thank you, Honorable Sunday, for loving us and becoming sin for us so that we might live. Hallelujah, not die. Honorable Sunday. What a mighty and awesome God we serve. So we come tonight, God, as humbly as we know how, as we approach your throne of grace, asking you for mercy. For as wretched as we are, Father God, we come humbly asking your forgiveness. Forgive us of every sin, known, unknown, secret sins, sins of omission and commission, and cover us with the blood of Jesus, from the crown of our head, God, to the soles of our feet. Cover us with that blood, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Sunday, so we can be forgiven, so that we can approach your throne. Oh, God, not by the blood of goats or lambs, woo, but by the blood of the crucified one of Jesus Christ. So we thank you tonight, Elohim, creator of heaven and earth. God, everything was made by you and for you. And they were made, God, because you love us. And even the people that you created, God, they turned their back on you, and they started, God, worshiping other gods. And, God, they didn't have the word. They didn't have the word. And, God, it's no different today. We have left our first love to serve other gods. But, God, I thank you for your mercy and your grace. I thank you, Father God, that even in the midst of that, and even with all of the knowledge that we have, God, because we don't have you living inside of us, God, we don't have wisdom. Hallelujah. We keep trying to figure it out in this flesh and in worldly things. God, it'll never work. Purify your pride. Oh, God, clean your church up, Father God. We need you. We need you, Father God, to sanctify us. Make us holy. Hararabo Sunday, Ikorabahanda, that we might stand before you, Father God. Hallelujah. Washed up and cleaned out in Jesus' name. And God, I know because of how much you love us and because you gave your son, gave his life for us. God, that you will never leave nor forsake us. Even though the enemy, and when the enemy coming like a flood, God, you will always raise up that man. And I thank you that the standard is raised today, Father God, in the midst of everything that's going on in this world, in the midst of all the shootings and killings and all of the rapes and everything that's going on, all men love ourselves. God, we're running after the things in the world. And in the midst of all of this, you still love us. So, God, we just want to thank you. And we ask in the name of Jesus, God, that we have a renewed mind like never before. That we can cast down every high thing, every imagination, God. Everything that come against our minds and our thoughts, God, that's not of you. Help us to cast that thing out right then. Because the devil got something for us in these days, Father God. Because wisdom has increased, we know that the enemy has increased his strategy, God. He's doing things that he'd never done before. But I thank you that as the body of Christ, we'll never be ignorant of the device of Satan. as we come against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, rule of the darkness of this world, in the name of Jesus. We are the head and not the tail, above only God and never beneath. Oh, hallelujah. And God, we're going to stand in our right position because we've kept your commandments. And because we had Deuteronomy 28 said, hallelujah, that we're going to be the lenders and not the borrowers. They said we're going to be the first and not the last. Above only God and never beneath. And God, everything that we touch is going to prosper in the name of Jesus. And we're going to stand on that truth. We're not going to be moved by what we see or what's happening in this world. Because, God, we see the devil coming in, stealing lives of even the Christians, God. Ah, he'll come in and claim your property, but he's a liar and he's the author of lies. He's bringing in cancers and tumors and high blood pressures and diabetes and blood disorders and every disease that's named in the earth. He's bringing them in to your people. But God, you've already given us the power to withstand. You've already given us the wisdom and the knowledge to loosen bind in the name of Jesus. And I pray in Jesus' name that the body of Christ be strong, God. Stand strong. Stand in the word of God. Not compromising. Not running over here and running over there and I got a word here, I got a word there. But help us to look to the hills, God. For which cometh our help. Because, God, we need you in this time like never before. So help us, Father, not to get weary or tired in well-doing, but to keep our hands on that plow, Father God. Keep looking ahead and stop looking back, dear God, in Jesus' name. Because you have already went before us and made every crooked way straight. So, God, we love you today, and we bless your name. We just want to honor you and praise you and give you glory because you are worthy. You are worthy.
Yes.
We thank you for saving us. And not just saving us, God, but we are thanking you for those that in this last day, God, going to be saved. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that we be ambassadors here in the earth, that we go forth to tell men and women that they need a Savior and that his name is Jesus. It's been a lot, Father God, that's been coming in the name of Jesus, but they're not of you. But I'm praying that that delusion that Satan has set forth in the earth, that it be destroyed by the truth of your word. I pray that your people grab that word and run with it. I pray, Father God, that we don't get to that place where the devil entice us with enticing things in this earthly realm in Jesus' name, because you told us they were coming. God, you said in your word that we were going to be pulled away in this last day. So help us, Father God, to stay focused, stay close to you, Father God. Help us to cast every care and concern upon you and not to try to carry those things and work them out ourselves.
Amen.
God, most of all, we thank you, God, hallelujah, for the word of God, the power of God, the strength of God that will go forth in this whole earth, dear God. We're asking for the atmosphere, Father God, to be charged up, hallelujah, with the prayers of the righteous. For you said in your word that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. I thank you for divine connection. But God, there are so many more people that's praying all over this world. I pray that our prayers come together as just a giant insect, God, into your nostrils. Hallelujah. and that when you hear us, God, you will answer us as a whole. And we're going to see miracles all over this world, Father God, because we've taken our rightful stand in Jesus' name. We have not dirted our clothes. We have not got spotted with the filth of this world. Because, God, you said that a time was going to come when men was going to be lovers of self. You said a time was going to come when it was going to call right wrong and wrong right. And, God, we're living in that time, Father God, where it's no absolute. Whatever you think, you can do it. God, we got the truth over here and the truth over there. God is such a loving God. He didn't make hell. All you have to do is receive him and live any kind of way you want to. False teaching all over, God. And people are flocking to it. But we come against Satan and all of his devices now in the name of Jesus. As we have proclaimed your word tonight, God, as your word has been sent forth in the atmosphere, it will not come back void. It would accomplish what it's sent to do. So, God, we just want to say we love you tonight. We bless your name, and we thank you for choosing us in yourself before the foundation of the world. We want to thank you, God, for delivering us out of this world and translating us into your kingdom, Father, in the name of Jesus, that one day we might live with you forever and ever. So, Father God, again, I thank you. I thank you for every prayer warrior on this line tonight. I thank you for the prayers of the righteous that have come up tonight. God, they said everything that I could say, and they did it beautifully, dear God. So I just want to come in agreement with them. Every prayer, God, every word, and not one should fall to the ground without producing that it was sent out to do in the name of Jesus. And I pray for the ones that's coming behind us, God. I heard somebody say, if we miss it, I know that somebody else will pick it up. Because, God, I know you hear us. Because you said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then would I hear from heaven, and I will heal their land, and I will forgive all of their sins. Your people, Jehovah, Jehovah, the sanctified one, the beastly one, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega. Ha-da-da-bo Sunday, he that was and is and shall forever be. We praise your name forever and ever. And God, we do want to thank you again for Pastor BJ as she went forth and had tests done today. We are believing you that it's already done, that there's nothing wrong in that body, Father God. In the name of Jesus, she is covered with the blood from her head to her toe. And every word, God, that proceedeth out of her mouth, as she speak blessings, and as she pray over so many of those same prayers, God, has come back to her right now in Jesus' name. So nothing can stay in that body. So we thank you for healing her, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Because, God, let your word be the truth and every other word be a lie. I don't care if it come out the doctor's mouth, the radiation people, the one that did the test, it's a lie. And your word is truth. She is healed and whole by your stripes already. So we thank you and we bless you. And that's even for every person that's on this line. Sister McCormick, even with her throat, it's all well. It's all done, God. I don't care what they try to bring up or conjure up or show up. Hallelujah. The word has already been spoken, and we're going to stand on that word. And we just want to thank you in advance, God, for what you've already done. Anybody else on this line, Father God, that's experiencing anything that's not of you, it got to go in the name of Jesus. I don't even have to name it, God, because you already know, and you know who it is. But I speak healing wholeness. And for those, God, that even need financial blessings, I say that their pockets are full. I say that they have more than enough. I say, Father God, that they are the lenders and not the borrowers. I say that every need is met in you, running over in Jesus' name. And their children and their children's children. Because you said the blessed seed will not even be begging bread. So, God, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for your servant. And most of all, God, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to come and just lift you up. I just want to praise you, God. I just want to thank you tonight because you've been so good to me. You've been so good to me. You woke me up. I was able to put on my own clothes. Was able to eat if I wanted to, was able to sing and to praise you and pray. God, so that's a blessing. All my sisters are still here, sound minds, and that man, God, hallelujah, that's so blessed to have a sound mind. So, Father God, I do praise you. I honor you. I give you glory, and I thank you for hearing me tonight. It's in Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen and hallelujah. Glory be to the Most High God. Hallelujah. Father God, in that name that's above every name, I say thank you, Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Lord God, for the Lord Jesus Christ that sit at your right hand, making intercession for us, Lord God. Thank you so much that you are for us, that you love us. Lord God, I thank you on this day that you've created. I thank you and praise you, Lord God, because you are good. The songwriter says, yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. And I thank you, Lord God, that that song is personal to me because I know you love me. And I thank you and I trust, Lord God, that each person that's represented on this line, they belong to you and you love each one of them. The word of God says that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. So I thank you, Heavenly Father, glory be to God, for being, Lord God, the true and living God, the amazing, awesome, covenant-keeping God. Thank you, Lord God, that you have our very best interests, Lord God, at your heart. And hallelujah, we thank you for the power of your word. Your word, teach me, when Jesus was teaching in Matthew, the 4th chapter, says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Hallelujah. What's the answer to live? After every word that proceed from the mouth of God. And the Bible is the word of God. It's the living word, glory be to God, that's from the mouth of God, glory be to God. So I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for what Jesus said. Hallelujah, glory be to God, that I came that you may have life and that you may have it to the full, glory be to God. And I receive it. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, let me become a part of the kingdom of God, your kingdom that's of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. How am I a member of the family of God? Because I receive Christ as my Lord and Savior. It is my desire, Lord God. Hallelujah, that those who are not yet saved will come into the kingdom before, hallelujah, it's too late in the name of Jesus. Father, I praise you this evening. I honor you. I worship you. I exalt you. I magnify your holy name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There was a song long ago that used to say, the title I think was God Is. And it says something like, God is the joy and the strength of my life. He moves all pain misery and strife. He promised to love me and never to leave me. He'll never, never come short of his word. I've got to fast and pray, stay in the narrow way, to keep my life each and every day. And it goes, God is my all in all. Thank you, Lord God. I praise you, Lord God, for you are worthy. There is none like you. Glory be to God. People may look for different things, Lord God, trying to seek happiness or trying to, Lord God, look for some other way, but there is no other way. Jesus in the Word of God says that he is the way, the truth, and the life. If you want to live, you've got to come by Christ. You've got to accept him, surrender your life to him. If you don't like what's going on in your life, glory be to God, hallelujah, there is a cure. There is an answer, and his name is Jesus. It's still the answer, glory be to God, for the world today, hallelujah. But we pray, oh Lord God, that you're glorified in our lives. We pray, oh Lord God, if we've sinned and fallen short of your glory, we ask you to forgive us for our sins. We pray that you, Lord God, loose us from any, Lord God, anger or bitterness or, Lord God, hatred or Lord God, all this evil. We plead the blood of Jesus against it, and we pray, Lord God, hallelujah, that we've learned, hallelujah, to just be kind to people, and Lord God, have a mind like Christ, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, you teach us who you are, what you like and what you don't like. There are some things that's just simply an abomination to you. And God, if it's an abomination to you, it ought to be an abomination to the ones who's born again, baptized believers in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And help us, Lord God, to walk in the agape, glory be to God, to walk, hallelujah, the love walk, where we show mercy and kindness, because had it not been for you on our side, we could say like the Israelites, we would have been swallowed up in the sea with those Egyptians, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God. Thank you that you have, Lord God, like I said earlier, our best interest. You want the very best for us. And since you are our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. We thank you for providing the best. We thank you, Lord God, that even before the situation took place, you had already provided, Lord God, an answer for us. You already provided a way of escape. Some people looking for a way out. His name is Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, Lord God, to have mercy this evening. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our nation, our leaders, Lord God. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that mankind would desire wise counsel. We pray, oh Lord God, for help on today, because so many have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, and tangled up in their mind because of the one, the dark one, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that you loose them that have been tangled up in their mind, walking around with dementia, Alzheimer's, maybe bipolar, schizophrenic. Lord God, just confused. We plead the blood of Jesus against it. We thank you that you've already given us that which pertains to life and godliness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You want us to live. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you for sending Jesus. Had you not sent Jesus, we would all be up a creek on a ship without a paddle. Have mercy. But we thank you that Jesus is yet on the throne, and he's yet interceding on our behalf. Thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit. And I need your Holy Spirit, Lord God, to help me. I heard someone say, what can we do? Help us to know what to do. Holy Spirit of the living God, give us the wisdom of God. Give us knowledge. Give us words of wisdom, whereby when people are put in our path, you give us, Holy Spirit, that word that will encourage people to yet hope. I was talking to a young lady today, Heavenly Father, and she mentioned this young lady by the name of Dolores and said she just
She's tired of living. God, that may be a cry, but I pray against that enemy that's warring after her soul, and I say what the enemy, the plot, the assignment, the work against her soul, we say it shall come to naught in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you put someone in her path to continue to give her reason to hope. Let her trust you, Lord God. I pray for strength for the body of Christ. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, help us to be, Lord God, the light in this earth and the salt in Christ Jesus, where we can make a difference in someone's life and point them to you. We honor you this evening, Heavenly Father, and give your name praise. I pray special prayer, Father God, for those that may be suffering, Lord God, as paraplegics, Lord God. We pray for those that are suffering with some type of mind disorder, mental illness, Father God. We pray for those, so many, look like I've heard so many that's having some type of heart issue where they need it, a heart transplant or some type of repair done to the heart or stents put in. We pray for those who are having trouble with their heart, and we speak no more in Christ Jesus' name. Heart conditions, Lord God, that is against people. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, for restoration, Lord God. Heal the hearts in Christ Jesus' name. We pray for those suffering with respiratory or maybe going to dialysis week after week or with problems with their kidneys. We pray for those who are going week after week for cancer treatment, maybe radiation treatment, in Christ Jesus' name. Father, there are those, Lord God, hallelujah, that are, Lord God, have had surgeries, Lord God, this past week and are scheduled for surgeries this week. And we pray that you be right there in the hospital room with them, right there wherever they may be in the doctor's office for the procedure. We pray that you be right there with them. And we pray that you'll bring them through it with no complications and give them a speedy healing. We pray, oh, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you be with those that are bereaved. Talking to one of my friends, and she said her granddaughter passed last night, only 20 years old. So we pray, God, for that family in the name of Jesus. We pray that each person, Lord God, that's a part of that family will examine their lives and make sure, because we don't know what day, Lord God, we're going to leave here, but we know our life is in your hands. And we thank you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God that you will lengthen our days. You will give us long days. If we go back and begin to read what that verse says in Psalms 91, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we pray, Father God. We pray for wisdom. We pray for your Holy Spirit to help us to know what to say to encourage people. It's time to come to the Lord in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh Lord God, hallelujah, in agreement with the prayers that have already been prayed. Every person that was lifted up, glory be to God, Minister BJ and her situation with having to go back to the hospital, we thank you, Lord God, for a good report, and we touch and agree with the prayers that already been prayed for her. We thank you for Mother McCormick, Lord God, and the prayers that have been prayed. We touch and agree. We pray for Pastor Sims and the prayers that have went forth for her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, all those prayers that have been lifting up and calling out names, Lord God, I could call out a number of them, but you see the prayer list, and the prayer list, Lord God, is getting so long. That's why I say you are such an amazing God, because there's no way that we as individuals could handle so many issues with so many people, but you know them all, and you can handle every last one of them. And I thank you in advance for giving us liberty and freedom, Lord God, from these strongholds and addictions and this, Lord God, this stuff that's trying to get in the way of your divine will, purpose, and plan. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for making us more than conquerors in Christ Jesus' name. Now, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask right now that you will nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness, the works of wickedness, the works of witchcraft, whatever it is, Lord God, that's trying to interfere with your will, plan, and purpose for our lives, we speak, Lord God, that it is already voided. It's null and void in Christ Jesus' name. And as the some writers say, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. We plead the blood of Jesus against everything that's not like you. We bind up all hurt, harm, and danger. We plead the blood of Jesus over these sicknesses and diseases that's already under the blood. Thank you, Lord God, for the power of your word. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for putting us in remembrance that you are God and you do just what you say. I praise you this evening. I bless you this evening, and I honor you. I pray for our families, Lord God. I touch and agree. So many prayers have gone forward. Remember our military. Remember those that have been, Lord God, destitute, poverty-stricken. They've been uprooted from their normal residence and been sent somewhere else. We pray, oh God, that America would do better at showing kindness one to the other and said that you made us a great nation, but somehow or another we have took a wrong path. I pray in Christ Jesus' name that you steer us back to the path that leads to life in Christ. I love you, Lord. I bless you. I praise you. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you that all you, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Hallelujah, for any good or beneficial thing. I pray the prayer for each one of my brother and sisters on this line. Meet the need, Father, according to your riches and glory. And I thank you that you'll work them out. Lord, let your Holy Ghost continue to intercede on our behalf as we pray the prayers of faith and trust that you have already worked them out for good in Christ Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray this prayer. And I honor you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, continue to help us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Real, real, Jesus is real to me. Oh, yes. He gives me the victory. So many people doubt him. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so, 'cause he's so real to me. Praise the Lord. He is so real to me. I give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank God for Pastor Hubbell on tonight. I thank God for Apostle Bird and all the rest of them, one by one and name by name, all the prayer warriors. I thank God for the prayers that they have already prayed, and I will be touching and agreeing with each and every one. I thank God for my Heavenly Father. I thank you for the Son, Jesus Christ, that shedded that, sent his blood back on Calvary Cross, realizing that he didn't have to do it, but looked beyond our fault and saw our need. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so good, Lord God. I realize, Heavenly Father God, if it had not been for you on today, where would I be? I wouldn't be here. But because of your grace and your mercy, I just thank you. I just thank you. I just thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for last night's rest as I slept, how you woke me up this morning to a brand new day I never seen before. Oh, God, I just praise you this morning, Lord God. I just thank you for this beautiful day. Oh, God, I ask you, Lord, to look down on people everywhere, Lord God, as each and every one have already prayed, Lord God. I just touch and agree because there is so much that's happened in the world. But we know, God, that you is a healer and you is a deliverer, God. You are God that sits high, a God that sees, a God that's able to do the impossible. So I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you for your word, because your word tells us to let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. So I come this afternoon, Lord God, asking you to forgive me for every sin and fault that I might have said or done, that I might walk in the way that you have me to walk, that my light might shine before men and women, that they might see the Jesus in my life. So I pray, Lord God, for those that's going through situation in their minds on tonight. I ask you, Lord God, to look down on the young people on tonight, Lord God. Look down on those in schools, Lord God. I pray for the school system. I pray, Lord God, that you will touch the school, Lord God, those that's in school. People getting ready to, the kids is getting ready to get out of school, some of them this week. I pray that you will look on the school system. I pray, Lord, that you will look on the doctors and the nurses everywhere, God. I pray that you will touch these doctors and these nurses that be in these buildings at time, that they would take more restoration about the patients when they come into the office, Lord God. I pray that you, Lord God, to touch their minds, and if they got a problem with their minds when they come in, that they will just learn how to just take care of the patient, because that is their job when they come into the building. So, God, I pray that you will look on people, Lord, that they won't just, bring their problems into the job when they come in, that they will just learn how to just help, put that aside and help people when they come in, because there's a lot of people comes in these offices and they need help, and some of them is elder people, and they're not able to walk, they're not able, able to do for themselves. So, God, I just pray for that situation in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, Lord God, to continue, Lord, to just keep them, Lord, keep their mind. Because it's a mind thing where the enemy is always tricking the mind and always touching the mind. And just like the word of God said, that when those thoughts come in our mind, that you can cast down those imaginations. So, God, I pray, Lord God, for that we will stay into that word and let that word abide in us, that we abide in the word, because you said in your word, you said you sent your word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that we'll hold on to the word, because it's the word of God that's going to help us. It's the word of God that's going to bring us out. And so, God, I bind up every foul demon, everything that's not like you. I bind it, and I plead the blood of Jesus on it right now, because I know, God, that by your stripes that we are already healed. We're not a people trying to get healed. We're already healed. Even when the enemy come in like a flood, but the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. So I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for people that's going through all these different sickness in their body. I pray, Lord God, for those that's going through different sickness with different kind of problems in their body. I pray that you would touch those and go into the nursing home and raise them up. Raise up these people in these beds that's been in there so long with these tubes down their throats and just been laying there. I mean, some of them can see, but they don't know who they are, and they're just laying in the bed. And so, God, I pray that you would just breathe on them, Lord God, and breathe the anointing power on them, that they will begin to move and they begin to come up and they'll begin to come out of these nursing homes, Lord God, that they would be able to have that testimony, to be able to let people know that God is still on the throne. He is still working out situations. Even when we can't see the way, even when we don't know how the way is going to be made, he still is making a way behind the scenes. So I pray in the name of Jesus this afternoon that you, Lord God, will touch minds of people right now in the name of Jesus. Even those people that is different things that's going on in the world today with a president. We pray for the president. We pray for the vice president. We pray, Lord God, for the policemen, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for those in different offices everywhere, God. We ask you to look on all these situations that's going on in the world, Lord God. We know, God, that you're the only one that can change things. You're the only one that can work situation out. And so, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you because the word of God said he also told us to come unto me. He said, come unto me, all who are labor and are heavy labor, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And you shall find rest for your soul. for my yoke is easy and my burden light. So I just pray, Lord, that people will realize, Heavenly Father, that whatever problem that they might be going through today, you are the answer for the problem. You are the one that's able to open doors. You are the one that's able to help them to go through the situation. And so, God, I pray and I bind up every spirit, Lord God. I bind up all these sickness and all these diseases and things that try to attach your body. Even when you go into places at times, it's like the other day when I went to the doctor, I tell you, a pain hurt me. I don't know what in the world. But I say I bind this devil up in the name of Jesus because it don't belong to me. It go back to the pits of hell where it comes from in the name of Jesus. Even though it tried to linger, but I thank God that I feel better on tonight. So I thank God for what he's doing. I realize that we have to open up our mouth and we have to speak with the authority and let the enemy know that you have no authority. You have no authority over this territory. You have no authority over this land. This land is not yours. This belongs to Jesus Christ. I am a child of God, and I walk by faith and not by sight. So I thank God for what he's doing and that what he's going to do and how he's working out situations. And I pray for the world as a whole. I pray for people everywhere because, like I said, people are sick, people need food. Some of them got food and some of them still needing food. Some of them don't know what to do, don't know which way to turn, don't know who to talk to. And I said, God, I just pray, Lord God, for the mind. It's a mind thing. But the enemy keeps talking to them. He keeps talking to them, and some of them keep listening to the enemy. But God, help them to learn how to turn to you. Help them to learn that you are the way. The word of God said, Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man come unto the Father but by me. He said, if you go in the other way, you're a thief and a robber. So, God, we pray right now that people will realize that you are the way. You are the author and the finish of their faith. If they will lift their eyes unto the hill from which coming their help, and let them know that all their help comes from you on tonight, and let them know, Heavenly Father, that you already done it all. You already worked it out. All we got to do is continue to believe you, trust in you, and lean not to our own understanding, but all our ways acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you on tonight for each and every one that's on the prayer line on tonight. We pray for them, God, that you will continue to bless, continue to take them through, continue to be with Pastor Hub and continue to keep her, Lord God. And we know everything is already already worked out right now in the name of Jesus. And anybody else that's going through any sickness, it's already worked out because God has already done it. So by faith, we believe that it's already worked out because he said in 1 John 5 and 14-15, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And so we know he hears us, then we know it's already worked out. So, Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, and we ask you to continue, Lord, to look on mankind everywhere, bless those everywhere, Lord God, because people are like I say, people, we already prayed and we already just called on the name of Jesus and just said, Lord, we put it all in your hands on tonight. You work this thing out. You work this situation out, and you take us all through, Lord, and I know you will, Lord God. We love you. We appreciate you, Lord, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do because we know this is a day that the Lord has made. And you said in your word, you told us, you said this is a day that you have made and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Even when we're going through our situation, even when we're going through problem situation, trust you and lean on you and lean out to our own understanding. And continue to call on your name because we know that the enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy. But you said that you come that we have life and that more abundantly. We love you. We appreciate you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're down to the wire now where we have Minister Jenkins and Minister Black, probably about 10 minutes each and whatever. We're going to take the prayer request and find out also if there a word from the prophet tonight. So this time we're going to give that time for them. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, Minister Brenda, she's not on. Brother Black? You all can't hear me?
here.
No, I was trying to find out whether Brother Black and Sister Brenda had their lines open, but neither one of them have answered. But in the meantime, Prophet Bird, do you have a word for anything from the...
I don't have anything.
Well, praise God. Well, Sister Matu, they didn't answer. I have a prayer request to ask for Lanika. Praise God. She's a CNA, and she has some young woman. She's going through some depression a little bit, but she's still working, trying to do what she has to. But, you know, they've been challenging her with several things right now, and finances with this car. The enemy's trying to eat up her finances with that, too. So I'd like to have prayer for Lanika and who else is I had here for to pray for? I can't even remember who the other person was. But anybody else have any prayer requests? I'm going to open all your lines. Praise the Lord. And our other sisters and brothers, we can pray for them later. Continue to pray. Blessings upon the Pastor Burton's anniversary. Whatever they had for her yesterday was a blessing, but that's on the, I think it's the 8th or 9th or something next, in June, or the 11th or however. But all the lines are open now, and I'm going to ask Mother Willette, would you pray for Alanica concerning oppression and a financial breakthrough as well?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Father God, in that name that's above every name, we thank you, Lord God, that you've already heard the request that Minister BJ has made regarding Miss Alanica. And we pray for her, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, first of all, that she has relationship with you. And Father God, we realize that we have an adversary that hates our guts, so we pray against, Lord God, whatever the enemy is trying to do. We pray right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would destroy any assignments, plans, works, anything that's trying to come against this young lady in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray against that depression. We thank you, Lord God, you've given us a good, sound mind. You've not given us a spirit of fear. Father God, we pray that you will work out the situation that she's facing and be with her. Let your presence, Lord God, be manifest in her life in such a way and she be put in remembrance that you are God and you're going to take care of her and you'll walk with her through whatever this process she's going through. But we bind up any wicked and evil, any, Lord God, plot, scheme, or trap the enemy's trying to set for her, we speak that it shall not come to pass. According to your word, Father, you said no weapon formed against it shall prosper. So we pray, Father God, for her good health in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because, Lord God, any sickness or disease is already under the blood. The word of God has already said, praise God, Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, 1 Peter 2:24, Lord God, that you've sent your word and you've healed her and sent in your word and healed us in Jesus' name. We pray for her, Lord God, her situation with her car. You know she needs transportation to get back and forth. So we pray that that car issue will be worked out. And if she's having trouble with finances, we pray that you meet her need in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God, I know you can give her favor and let someone, if someone have finances or put a check in the mail, however you want to do it, Father God, use someone, Lord God, to bless her in a special way. But we pray that her needs are met. Let nothing be missing, nothing be broken. Let her look to you. Hallelujah. For Lord God, divine, Lord God, assistance in Christ Jesus' name. But we thank you that you put us here on this earth, that if there's something that we can do, Lord God, we're willing to do that as well in Jesus' name. So we pray for CNA Lanka, and we pray that her needs are met, nothing missing, nothing broken. And we pray that you work out every situation in our life according to your divine will purpose and plan for her. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord, amen. And if she does have a vehicle, it just keep taking up money for various things. But in the meantime, bless the Lord. Any other prayer requests tonight?
I don't have a prayer request, but I have a praise report.
Well, praise God. Let's hear it.
The mammogram, I didn't have to repeat. Everything came out good.
Amen.
Everything is I got one more test to go through, and that's on the 1st of June. Y'all keep me lifted up in prayer. I believe in God every step of the way. And I didn't fall apart this time. God is God. God is a prayer-answering God. All I got to do is trust Him. Because
amen.
I believe with faith that in His stripes I am the healed. I am what God say I am.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And we thank the Lord for that other test as we stand in the gap together, that all be well with that, and the word that done went forth over and over tonight, that even Pastor Bird had brought out a word and stuff like this. Anybody that's have any testing, anything that's going, that we're speaking healing, deliverance, that God will get the praise. Glory to God for any of the things that's going on in our lives and our bodies and even with these testings. We know there's a lot going on against the body, and a lot of it has been prayed. Mother been prayed. Alexander, all of us have been prayed in serious ways against these attacks. So we got to keep fighting the good fight of faith all through the body of Christ everywhere, because it's all out of attack, try to get our attention on other things and distract us and try to bring doubt to try to come against our faith. But God's word is truth. And he deserves the praise in the valley as well as on the mountain. It was another person, sound like it was a male, had something to say. Go ahead.
Yes, I was going to say, could you pray for me?
No, I didn't. I tried to get you to pray at the time, but I didn't pray, but we'll pray now. Father, I'll let Pastor Bird take this one. No, I'll go ahead and take it. Father, we do thank you and we give glory and praise for our dear brother, Minister Black. God, we thank you, Lord God, for blessing him. Even though he might have came on a little late, he's on. So we ask you to touch that body, touch that mind. God, we thank you, Lord God, for blessing him with the rest that he needs. But we're praying those hours and times go out, be balanced out in the name of Jesus. Anything that the enemy has already set up and plotted and planned, be eradicated, dismantled now. Whatever plot now, we pray for his strength, we pray for his courage, we pray for his determination, we pray against, Lord, without anything that come against the mind or that ministry in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus against the enemy, we call back his peace, his joy. God, we pray for his family, we pray for the ministry in him, we pray for even the work that he do in that ministry there also, and we pray, glory to God, that he be determined to keep his eyes fixed on you, no matter what the distractions, no matter what the enemy is saying, his life is hid in Christ, and in him we live and move and have our beings, and no weapon, no matter how many, been planned and plotted, it will not prosper. It may rise up, but as the enemy rises up over to God like a flood, God will raise up a standard against him. And so we thank the Lord God for his marvelous work, and thank God for the paraclete, the Holy Spirit, bringing comfort, encouragement, and strength to him, and God continues to speak to his heart. Ah, God, and stir up the gifts that you place on the inside and let him know that he's not a defeated foe, but he has victory in Christ Jesus. And we are standing together, hallelujah, one for another. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Praise God.
Amen. I'm sorry I didn't get back on the line, but I had the phone on and then I had it on mute, and then I was in here.
Go ahead and say a short prayer then. Go ahead.
No, I just need prayer. Just pray for me. And that God, just mind that I'm kind of exhausted from working. And then I'm trying to
do the paperwork too. You got to rest that night.
Yes.
Yeah. As we spoke the other night, you got to step back and give God the whatever, even though it's a deadline, and be blessed and let God direct you. Mother, Alexander, you want to take that prayer for Sister Brenda for that exhaustion and for her to rest in the Lord,
Jesus.
No matter what's going
Lord
on.
God, you see her, Lord God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to touch Brenda, Lord.
Bring her back to know who she is in Christ, Lord God. That no weapon formed against her shall prosper. That she is strong in you, Lord God. No matter what come against her, she able to stand and fight the good fight of faith, knowing that that false spirit should not have authority over our mind, over our strength, because she's strong in you. Father God, your word tell us, Lord God, if we pray, and your word tell us also, Heavenly Father, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. So this false spirit that come against her right now about saying that she's weak in that area, bind it up in the name of Jesus. You have no authority over a warrior, no authority over a warrior of the living God. For Lord God, you see her, you know who she is in you, Lord God. Bring back to our remembrance that she has the power and the authority to bind anything that tried to rise up against her and cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Pastor DJ.
I'm here.
I didn't have anything to say, but as I was praying, God was just speaking to me about something, and I just want to share it.
Amen.
God was saying to me as the prayer was going on that one of the plots that the enemy have in these last days is finances. He said that the love of money is the root of all evil, but the lack of money also the root of all evil. God wants us to be careful like never before, because this is one of the plans of the enemy in these last days, and he's going to attack us in our finances. Because if he can attack us in our finances, it causes lack in our lives in every area. It brings on oppression, depression, overworking, all of that stuff comes in. So God wants us to be aware that that is a trick that the enemy is playing in these last days. So even though some doors will be open for you, you got to know which doors God is opening and the devil is opening. Because the devil would tell you, you can get this, you can do this, and you can do that. And the only thing he's trying to do is get you in a financial bound. So God says, him in everything you do. Just don't go get it, because I got a few dollars over here, and I'll go get it. It's a trap. God don't want us trapped in these last days. In all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And one of the things that got the body of Christ in the crisis where it's at right now is finances. We just do it, and we don't ask God, and we want him to get us out of it later. So I just heard that even as Sister Willette was praying. He wants us to be so aware in these last days not to get caught up in that trap of finances, buying stuff you don't need. And even though it's something you want and that enemy will open up a door, don't do it. Don't do it. So I just want us to be aware that that's a trick. So be careful with your money and ask God what you're supposed to do with whatever it is. Always acknowledge him.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Anyone else with a prayer request or praise report? Thank God for that word, because it's a light and that word for the body. Wisdom and wisdom and discernment.
Come on now, Pastor. Amen.
Prophetess Anum, you had something you needed to say?
Oh, praise God, everyone. No, I didn't have anything on the set. I just want to thank God for his grace, his mercy, his love and kindness. Thank him for waking me up this morning. life, health, and strength. Thank you, Lord God, for, you know, health for my family. There were some concerns that even came up this morning, but I thank God for working it out in that. So that is really it. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, even for the prayers that was prayed for your transportation. If you're okay with it, we thank God for blessing and opening that door for you. And we also pray, Lord, bless them with their daughter getting ready to graduate, that you bless and every need being met and everything being covered. And thank God, as she said on the phone just the other week, that she started her new job. So we thanking you, Lord, for working that out in the name of Jesus, blood covering as they travel back and forth. And we pray for the traveling mercy for us, glory to meet up with them. No problems, glory to God, in the airways, the waterways. Well, we don't be on the water, but at least in the highways, wherever it is, God, we just thank you for harmony and blessings for all of those that are coming from different directions and destinations. We pray, glory to God, that you continue to bless them and that it be a beautiful and wonderful time there, too, and there will be no stressors. Just rest in the Lord, and we continue to stand and let the Lord lead and guide us, as Pastor just said, in all of our lives with the financial part and what are things that are lacking in. We just trust in God that he'll turn it around and work it out. Glory to God that he'll be glorified. Bless the Lord in Jesus' name. Bind Satan up and all his little cohorts and set up and traps to plot anything that we've been already, glory, I guilty of, God, that we will repent, and the things yet to come that we will do what Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, all our ways, acknowledge you and let you direct our path and walk in faith and not allow the enemy to manipulate us because of pressure and situations, but really trust you that you got a plan and you will work it out for our good if we put our trust in you. Thank you, Lord, for renewed minds and hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Bless God and thank the Lord again for Mother Alexander for her trip. God blessing that door to come open. I'm believing, God, without a shadow of a doubt, this is the time that everything going to work out with her, the house, the dog, whatever that concerns her, concerns you. Thank you for her health because you blessed her to be able to walk in health, standing on your word. God, we pray, glory to God, a blessing with a family there and a family here and everything be in place, going and coming. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Is there also, is there not any other question? I want to also remind you also that even the last week I didn't remind you that this fourth Sunday, Prophetess Benjamin will be our speaker. Talked about it during the revival time, well, right after the revival, but didn't say any more. But the reminder that on fourth Sunday, our sister will be bringing the word. Her time got pushed back in a couple of different things or situations where she couldn't speak early, but God has a timing for everything. And whatever time it is, I pray that God will bless and everything be in a timely fashion, that there will be a word for our body, for the body of Christ, and things over to God that will cause us to be shifted in the next dimension of whatever God wants to do in us. Thank God again for those young people. Thank God every day and all the time for the words that have been coming forth. And even in the power of prayer and the word that God blesses in these prayer lines, prayer time, God is speaking to our hearts in so many ways. So we thank God, and we thank God for the power of the anointing in you all's lives, glory, and knowing at this time, no matter how many attacks we're hearing, we're overcomers, triumphant, victorious, and this too shall pass. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. Glory to God, and he restores us, and he blesses us, and even prepare table in the presence of our enemies. Glory to God, mercy and grace is with us, and we're going to stand on what he says concerning us. Even though there might be some times with disappointments here and there, but nevertheless, he told us already, glory, there will be trials and tribulations. Be of good cheer. Help us to hold on to our joy and our peace, because they are weapons against the enemy. We bless the Lord for all of you and pray if there is anything else that needs to be said. We pray, glory to God, that we're looking forward to greater things and meeting together and celebrating Jesus even the more. But thank God for every time we come together on this line. And thank God again for our prophet, that you continue to bless her and use her for your glory, Lord. And thank God for the blood covering over our lives and our families and our children and our, glory to God, church family. We bless the Lord as we continue to pray for those that are lost. In Jesus' name. Amen. If there's anything else,
amen.
Nothing else, we're going to say shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom,
shalom. Shalom. Love you.
Shalom. Be blessed, my brother. Be strengthened and encouraged to yourself.
Glad to hear your voice, Brother Block.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you so much.
Love you. What a mighty God. Yes, Lord. Ooh, God is. And that song that my over y'all been singing up some songs tonight, it's been beautiful. It's been a blessed praise and worship. He's real. God is. Oh, my Lord. And amazing grace. All kinds of. Woo, Sheba. Glory to God. Thank you all for the prayers and honor for me, the effective fervent prayers of the righteous. We believe in God for the report. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
And don't forget to pray for Mother Amelda McCormick Eyes, too, that she got another appointment. Glory to God. And her daughter's, tonsils. We pray, glory to God, for Catherine's tonsils. Glory to God. Bless no infection, no problem, no situation with that either. And they rest in the Lord and all of our situations that are coming up. We thank God no matter what.
Thanks.
God's glorified. Let him be glorified. I wish somebody would sing that song that, glory to God, what's that song of Soap Like that said that magnify the Lord with me? I cannot remember the words for nothing. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt.
Oh, magnify the Lord. He is worthy to be praised. Father Lord with me.